zaten çakı. Sipet tava çözü, kurbet tava çözü, döndan sancı cisimden. Kevin talı kembam gözü, gönzüp sancı cisim. Konun kondom perde. Ta yepe simce inanla. Pemba cacem boncuğumu malım yok.
Good evening to everyone. Tashi Delay. And Rinpoche would like to begin by making an aspiration for all of you that by realizing ultimate bodhicitta, you do not fall into samsara, and by realizing relative bodhicitta, you do not become attached to the side of peace, and in that way that you may be of limitless benefit to all sentient beings.
Am tomar nanjo jewa so malare bala lom lom tsubo tsubo pomo ni kitana ye banani tene tsubo ma yele tanda padar bom jembom je kur yanso jerwajo
kondaram chetene lom to ni shutsa chik
sabje
sabje. We will begin We will begin by singing the Lord of Yogins, Jetsun Milarepa, the song of one of the foremost students of the Lord of Yogins, Jetsun Milarepa. We will be listening to the story and singing the songs of one of his foremost female students, Paldarbhum. This is the last section of your handout.
Page 21.
Paldarbhum. It's page 23. I will read this story, and then we will sing the songs together, led by Joanne and Trish over here. And do you have mics? First we'll begin. Meeting with Paldarbhum, Namo Guru. Once Jetsun Milarepa intended to go to North Horse Gate Snow Mountain to practice meditation. On the way, he came to Gepa Leksum in the district of Chung. It was autumn and the villagers were busy harvesting. In a large field, a girl about 15 years of age was leading a group of workers. She was endowed with signs of a wisdom dakini. Milarepa approached them and said, "Patrons, please consider giving this yogi some alms." "Yogin," the girl replied, "go to my home over there. If you wait at the door, I'll be right with you." The Jetsun went to the door of her home just as she had said. Giving the door a push with his staff, it swung open, and he entered. Barely a step inside, an ugly old woman, clutching a handful of ashes, rushed towards him, shouting, "You yogin beggars! In the summer you all beg for milk and butter, in the winter for beer and grains. I never see you in one place. I'll bet you thought you could sneak in and steal the jewelry of my daughter and daughter-in-law with no one in the house." Grumbling and trembling with rage, she was about to hurl the ashes at Milarepa when he said, "Wait, grandmother. Before you throw those ashes, please listen to this song of Milarepa." He then sang the song of 9 messages to the grandmother.
So I'll sing the first verse that about 4 of us will, and then everyone join us. Okay. Above the happiness of the higher realms and freedom, below the misery of the 3 realms, pain. In between all those not free to choose their birth, these 3 all converge on you. Grandma, you're a cynical woman who detests the Dharma. Question your values, look at your mind. You should practice the Dharma and rely on a Lama who is qualified. When you were first brought into this house, did you ever think you'd become a woman like this? Okay. Above the happiness of higher realms and freedom, below the misery of the three realms' pain. In between all those not free to choose their birth, these three all converge on you. Grandma, you're a cynical woman who detests the Dharma. Question your values, look at your mind. You should practice the Dharma and rely on a Lama who is qualified. When you were first brought into this house, did you ever think you'd become a woman like this? You get up early in the morning, you go to bed late at night. In between you do the endless housework, this is the schedule of your day. Grandma, you're the maiden that doesn't get paid. Question your values, look at your mind. If you practice the Dharma and rely on a Lama who is qualified, perhaps things would not have to be this way. The head of the family lays down the law. Payments are due if you can pay them or not. Children and nephews, there's no way around it. These are the three that govern your life. Grandma, you don't count for much. You can't even make ends meet. Question your values, look at your mind. If you practice the Dharma and rely on a Lama who is qualified, perhaps things would not have to be this way. Whatever you have stolen like a thief. Whatever you don't have, you grab for like a robber. You struggle not caring if it kills you or not.
These three are what your life is all about.
Grandma, you burn in fury when you catch sight of a foe. Question your values, look at your mind. If you practice the Dharma and rely on a qualified Lama, perhaps things would not have to stay this way. You're nosy about what your girls are up to. You meddle in your sons and nephews' affairs. You babble with all of your grandkids. These are three things that mesmerize you. Grandma, you busybody with the finger in everything. Question your values, look at your mind. If you practice the Dharma and rely on a qualified Lama, perhaps things would not have to be this way. The way you get up is like pulling out a peg. The way you walk is like the waddle of a goose. The way you sit down is like a rock hitting ground. These are the three that tell you how clumsy you are.
Grandma, you're down in the dumps, you're frail and decrepit. Question your values, look at your mind. If you practice the Dharma and rely on the qualified Lama, maybe there are some things that could improve. Your skin's all wrinkled and shriveled up, you're a bag of bones, your body's used up. Turning senile, deaf, blind, and dumb, these are the three ways you've gotten deformed. Grandma, you're an old scowling hag. Question your values, look at your mind. You should practice the Dharma and rely on a qualified Lama. Did you ever think you would become like this? The food you get is cold and spoiled. Your clothes are heavy and ragged. Your mattress is four hides patched together. These are the only three comforts you have. Grandma, you're degraded to being half human, half dog. Question your values, look at your mind. You should practice the Dharma and rely on a qualified Lama. Did you ever think you would become like this? To attain the higher states of freedom is hard. It's rarer than a star in daytime. Samsara with its three lower realms is more common than your daily aches. Grandma, at this miserable time where mind and matter part, you're full of regret and lack the courage to face death. Question your values, look at your mind. Rely on the treasures of the Dharma divine. Rely on the Lama who is qualified.
The pages are stapled together wrong? No, I know, but it's not that. It's not actually the next page. So, go to 26. So just stapled together wrong. So page 3 is in this set of the songs is page 26. Struck by the Jetson's compassion and his melodious song, the old woman could not help but develop faith in him. Her fists loosened and the ashes slid from her fingers to the floor. Remembering past actions, the old woman shed tears of remorse. Just at that moment, the girl from the field, who had shown Milarepa the way to her home, walked in. "Yogin, what is going on here?" she cried. "Did you, a religious person, strike an old woman?" The old woman intervened. "Palderboom, my daughter, do not accuse him. He wasn't giving me a hard time. It was I who threatened him. In response, he gave me a teaching which completely exposed the truth of my life. Realizing my lack of ability to practice Dharma, I was overwhelmed by a strong sense of regret and was compelled to shed tears. But you are not like me. You are young, wealthy, and open-minded. This Lama is the renowned Milarepa. You should offer him respectful hospitality and request Dharma teachings and instructions. If this is so, the young woman replied, both of you are wonderful. If you are the Lord Milarepa, I will have accumulated merit merely by meeting you. It is said that when you relate the history of your lineage to practitioners, it inspires all your students and transforms their perceptions. Please tell us about your lineage. The Jetson thought, this girl is a highly gifted student, and so he sang the song, Introducing the Lineage.
So we're going to sing the same verse for the next two pages, so we'll sing it now. The lineage of Samantabhadra, the all-pervasive Dhammakaya, Dhammakaya. The lineage of great Vajradhara, Sambhogakaya, adorned by makes and signs. The lineage of Sakyamuni, Nirmanakaya, performing sentient beings' benefits. I am the yogi who holds these three lineages. Is there a female student here with faith in them?
Okay, shall we try together?
You know the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
The lineage of Samatabhadra, the all-pervasive Dharmakaya. The lineage of great Vajradhara, Sambhogakaya, adorned by marks and signs. The lineage of Sakyamuni, Nirmanakaya, performing sentient beings' benefit. I am the yogi who holds these three lineages. Is there a female student here with faith in them?
Those lineages are indeed marvelous, Palderboom said, like the spring feeding a river high up on a snow mountain. I've heard that you practitioners rely on the outward symbolic lama of the continuum of consciousness while inwardly firmly establishing the unborn Dharmakaya. Please tell me which kind of root lama you rely on. The Jetson replied, my root lamas are like this. And he sang the song of how to rely on authentic lamas.
The elder lama demonstrates the external as being the stream of consciousness. The inner lama elucidates the internal as being a stream of awareness. The ultimate continuum. I am the yogi who follows these three lamas. Is there a female student here with faith in them?
Those three lamas are indeed extraordinary, Palderboom said, like turquoises strung on a golden chain. Before requesting teachings from such lamas, which empowerment should one receive? In reply, he sang this song.
The blessing of the bus on Saturdays, the altar empowerment. That one's body is the body of the deity. Mind's recognition of itself, the ultimate empowerment. I am the yogi who masters these empowerments. Is there a female student here who would like to request?
Those empowerments are extremely profound, she said. They are like the lion, the king of beasts who can overthrow all others with his claws. Now, after receiving empowerment, I have heard there is something called the ultimate guidance, and that one needs it in order to bring awareness to the path. Please explain to me what that consists in. Now go to page 25 or page 4. In reply, the Jetson sang this song of realization.
To listen and reflect and meditate are the outer types of guidance. Rock hitting bone in awareness is experience and realization, past meeting, parting is the ultimate guidance. I am the yogi who masters these strange types of guidance. Is there a
such guidance is like a reflection in a rust-free mirror, Palderboom said. I have heard that after receiving guidance, one should go into mountain retreats and do chö. What type of chö do you practice? The Jetson replied with the following song.
Wandering in powerful places in mountains is the outer chö. Throwing your body away as food is the inner truth. Cutting through to the unique is the ultimate cutting. I am the is there a female student here who would like to request them?
These three types of chö are indeed marvelous, Palderboom said. They are just like the most majestic of birds, the Garuda, when it soars through the sky. It is said that when a yogin is practicing chö, there is something called pe, which enables him to bring adverse conditions onto the path. Please tell me, what is the meaning of pe? In response, he sang this song of realization.
Collecting scattered thoughts is the outer pe. Refreshing torpid awareness is the inner pe. To settle in the basic nature is the ultimate pe. types of pain. Is there a female student here who would like to exclaim them?
These three types of pay are extremely wonderful, she said. They are like the trumpet or command of a great king, which demands an immediate and firm reaction. Through practicing like that, what experiences have dawned on you? The Jetson replied.
The uncontrived ground shines as the great all-pervasiveness. The uncontrived ground shines as the great transparency. The uncontrived result shines as the great seal Mahamudra. I am the yogi who tastes the presence of these three. Is there a female student here who would like to accomplish them?
These types of presence are extremely marvelous, Paulderboom said. They are like the sun shining in a cloudless sky, illuminating all things. Through cultivating them, what confidence have you attained? In reply, he sang this song.
No gods, no ghouls, that is my confidence in love you. No focus, no wandering, is my confidence in meditation. No hope, no fear, is my confidence in fruition. I am the yogi who has three types of confidence. Is there a student here who wants to have them as well?
Turn to page 27. By hearing these songs, Paulderboom developed strong faith in the Jetson. Prostrating herself and placing his feet at the crown of her head, she invited him into her home and offered him excellent hospitality. After a while, she said, Lamala, up to now I have been so obscured by ignorance that I have not recollected the Dharma. Now, Lama, please compassionately accept me as your servant and guide me in the Dharma. Acknowledging her own faults, she offered this song requesting the Dharma.
So we'll do the second verse and then we'll go back to the first.
In the 3 months of summer, the southern clouds were so thick that I didn't look to see if the sun had risen. In the 3 months of winter, the cold wind was so strong that I did not look to see if any flowers had grown. My bad habits were so strong, I didn't recognize you were a siddha. Oh, precious Lama, you most perfect of men, emanation of the Buddha, the triplet of my fusion, ignorance and delusion is clearly exposed in the way I live my life. In the 3 months of summer, the southern clouds were so thick that I didn't look to see did not look to see if any flowers had grown. My bad habits were so strong, I didn't recognize you were a sitter. Let me tell you about this. Due to negative actions, I took on this bad body. Because of obscurations created by my lower birth, I did not look to see if Buddha was my mind. Although I long for Dharma's sense, I was carried away by laziness. If a woman is pretty, her independence is lost. And if she is not, she cannot find a friend. We
pleased the Jetson, and he responded to her request with the following song.
Listen, Lady Potterbaum, this story of women's lives. If I praise it, you'll grow smug. If I don't, you'll be angry. Listen, Lady Potterbaum, this story of women's lives. If I praise it, you'll grow smug. If I don't, you'll be angry. If I said it was correct, it would hit you hard. Now listen to what this old man has to say. If you want to practice Dharma from the bottom of your heart, it's time to stop dusting your stuff and start cleaning up your mind. It's time to give up vain pretense and learn to be a little modest. It's time to stop serving children and husband and start following a llama. It's time to stop doing what's good for this life and do what'll benefit most for the next. It's time to stop greed and desire for wealth and be generous without favoritism. If you can understand these points, girl, you're intelligent. Child, you are like a lark, loquacious but bereft of dharma. Child, you are like a penguin in the forest, coquettish but bereft of dharma. Child, you're like a peddler in the market, artful but bereft of dharma. If you want to practice dharma properly, then follow me and do as I do. Go to the mountains and without wavering, practice meditation on the profound instructions.
And Paldarbhum then offered this song of entreaty.
Open with whom any contact is so meaningful. All day I'm busy with housework that never ends. All night I fall into sleep of stupidity. Dog to dust I slave for food and clothes. I have no time to practice dharma. Oh, precious Jessen, yogin with whom any contact is so that never ends. All night I fall into the deep sleep of stupidity. From dawn to dust I slave for food and clothes. I have no time to practice dharma.
The Jetson replied, if you really want to practice dharma, you must consider worldly work to be an enemy and leave it behind. Then he sang the song of four things to leave behind.
Listen, Lady Paldarbhum, spirited maiden with wealth and faith, your future lives extend far beyond this present one. Listen, Lady Paldarbhum, spirited maiden with wealth and faith, your future lives extend far beyond this present one. Have you made provisions for them? If not, be generous. Although you might think not to give would be good, it's like some dog that does nothing but bite. Have you recognized greed as your enemy? If you have, Lady Paldarbhum, pay attention now. The darkness of your future lives will be thicker than right now. Have you prepared a lamp for your journey? If not, meditate on clear light. Ignorance, you might think, is not not so bad, but like a zombie, it does nothing but harm. Have you recognized stupidity as your enemy? If you have, leave it behind. Listen, Lady Powderbum, pay attention now. Your lives to come will be more fearsome than anything right now. Have you hired a guide for your journey? If not, hire Dharma practice. Although you might think relatives are good, they harm you like evil drifters. Have you recognized them to be enemies? If you have, leave them behind. Listen, Lady Powderbum, pay attention now. The path of the next life, far more treacherous than the life you have right now. Have you saddled a horse for the journey? If not, put the saddle on diligence. You may think laziness is not so bad, but it's a common that leads you astray. Have you recognized laziness as the enemy? If you have, leave it behind.
Palderboom then entreated him with great sincerity. Lamala, I have not made any preparations whatsoever for future lives. In order that I may start to do so, please give me an instruction on how to meditate and hold me in your compassion. The Jetson was extremely pleased and replied, in my tradition, if you sincerely want to practice the Dharma, you don't have to change your name. Since you can reach Buddhahead with a full head of hair, you don't have to cut it off or change your clothes either. He then sang a song for her called The Four Examples and Five Meanings, which describes the meditation instructions for practice of mind.
Listen, Lady Powderbum, faithful, wealthy maiden, take the sky as your example. Meditate without center or edge. Listen, Lady Powderbum, faithful, wealthy maiden, take the sky as your example, meditate without center or edge, like the example of the sun and the moon, and meditate beyond dim or clear. Take this mountain as your example. Meditate unfazed by tradition and change. Take the great ocean as example. Meditate without surface or death. These examples illustrate your mind. Without liking or disliking, meditate on it.
Having taught her the essential points of posture and the key points for mind, the Jetson sent her off to meditate. Through her practice, good meditation experiences arose within her. In order to clear away doubts and hindrances, she then offered the following song.
We'll start with the second verse again.
Meditating on the meditate on clouds. Please listen, Jetson Rinpoche, supreme among men, and emanation of the Buddha. Meditating on the sky is easy for me, but the southern clouds are slightly difficult. Please tell me how to meditate on clouds. Meditating on sun and moon is easy for me, but stars and planets make me uneasy. Please tell me how to meditate on them.
Meditation has arisen within her, the Jetson thought, and was extremely pleased. In answer to her request, he sang the following song of how to remove hindrances and enhance the practice.
Listen, Lady Potterbaum, faithful, wealthy maiden, if meditating with the example of the sky is as easy as you say, clouds are just the sky's play. So stay within the depths of sky itself. Listen, Lady Potterbaum, faithful, wealthy maiden, if meditating with the example of the sky is as easy as you say. Clouds are just the sky's play. So stay within the depths of sky itself. If meditating with the example of sun, you say, stars and planets are but its play. Settle in the state of the sun and moon. If meditating with the example. Waves are just the ocean's play, settled in the depths of the ocean itself. If meditating on your mind itself is as easy as you say, thoughts are but your mind's play. So stay within the depths of mind itself.
Guru meditation in Polderboom discovered mind's natural state. Later in that very body, she went to the Kachari celestial realms, accompanied by music. This is the story of the meeting with the female disciple, Polderboom, at Gepa Leksum in the district of Chung. She was one of the four sisters of the sons of Milarepa. Please begin by arousing the attitude of bodhicitta, thinking that you will now listen to, reflect upon, and meditate on these teachings of the genuine dharma, of the genuine dharma, in order that you may attain a state of complete and perfect awakening through your perfection of love and compassion for all sentient beings and your intelligence that realizes the ultimate. And in this way, please aspire to being of great benefit to all sentient beings.
Yemi jinta tamje go par long da bang go bo lo dum jin ze do ma tsa wa khir pi du do da par den da wa ta ben ze do ma la ju pe to ni ju do tam to ni ju jo tu go wa do ma la re ben do to ze pe o ma yan da ba ji som khiram ni bu do da ye ya ra ji ni ju tsa den je do yi khe ge So you but data when Doda Jarte Heva, then Doda Jarva, Hiram Yama, Doti Hivri.
The teaching that we will be listening to this evening will be on the text called, the book called The Son of Wisdom, which combines the teachings of the protector Nagarjuna, who was prophesied by the Buddha Shakyamuni as the one who would distinguish between the provisional meaning and the definitive meaning, and he was also prophesied as the one who would refute all extremes of existence or non-existence. The text, The Sun of Wisdom, combines his teachings that are presented in his fundamental treatise on the Middle Way in 27 chapters. It shows the relationship between each of these 27 chapters and the teachings found in the sutras. The text also brings in the 16 emptinesses as explained by Chandrakirti in his text, Entrance to the Middle Way. And it is also based on Milarepa's song on Madhyamaka called An Authentic Portrait of the Middle Way, as well as the heart of Wisdom Sutra. So this text, The Sun of Wisdom, combines all of these teachings in one book.
Tenende yong som dang do hiram nyingbo tezo jueza chikpa yinba sena yong som do jar te tenne ko le lawa yongre chika tuyenda ko ne yinda yang lawa yongre ten penchen chikin chiklan dewan rawa cha te ko le lawa yongre sambali.
Since all of these three treatises, Nagarjuna's text, Chandrakirti's, and Milarepa's song, are talking about the same thing. The point of all of them, what they're trying to describe, is the same, as well as the point of the Heart Sutra, or Heart of Wisdom Sutra, is the same. Therefore, combining all of these teachings, I think, is a very easy way to get an understanding of what they're trying to talk about. Because if you don't understand one mode of expression, you may understand another. And so by looking at it from different angles, you'll be able to understand it better. The world we live in these days is a place where we all have lots of work, we all study a lot, and in particular people have to study a lot in the fields of the sciences and computers. So therefore, when we undertake our Dharma studies, we need to do so in a very efficient way. We won't necessarily have a lot of time that we can devote to this. Therefore, it's important for us to study texts that are concise and easy to understand. So therefore, I've composed this text, The Sun of Wisdom, which presents the view of the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma in a way that I hope will be easy for you to understand.
Turam de computer, turabre, computer, kikin suga yang, tanda de lerem sarbatas, lojo mazena, then kikin zo to madosegendo, tisenantine, tanda lojo hacha mambore, then kikin tesuka lojo mazena, kikin zo matovachana, yang kalekabore, tisena, then lojo mambore, tanda lojo mambo yevesena, then.
Nowadays, a lot of people work with computers. This is the age of computers. And those who teach computers to others have to study a lot. And if they don't keep up with the new technology, then they won't be able to hold their jobs down. And will have to. So everybody has to study a lot. And therefore, Rishi says, I've composed a text that's very concise that I hope will get right to the point for you and be easy for you to understand, because I know you all have lots of other things you have to study at the same time.
그래서
Rinpoche would like us to begin by reciting together the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, which is your handout, and it spans both handouts. So it's the last pages of one and the first of the other. Starts on page 11 of your handout. Appendix 2. For those of you who are looking in your books, it's Appendix 2, page 193. So we'll start with the homage. Homage to the noble lady, transcendent conqueror, heart of transcendent wisdom. Thus I have heard once the transcendent conqueror was dwelling in Pontur Peak together with a great Sangha of bhikshus and a great Sangha of bodhisattvas. Time from among the different dharmas, the transcendent conqueror entered the samadhi called profound illumination. The same time the noble and powerful Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasa, looked clearly at the profound practice of transcendent wisdom, saw clearly that the five aggregates are empty by nature. By the Buddha's power, the venerable Shariputra asked the noble and powerful Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should noble men and women who wish to engage in the profound practice of transcendent wisdom? Noble and powerful Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, noble men and women who wish to engage in the profound practice of transcendent wisdom should see this clearly. They should see clearly that the five aggregates are empty by nature. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form, is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, formation, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, all phenomena are emptiness, have no characteristics, no birth, no cessation, no stains, no freedom from stains, no decrease and no increase. Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no formation, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no form, no sound, no smell, no taste, no tactile sensations,
no phenomena,
no eye faculty potential, no mental faculty potential, no mental consciousness potential, and nothing in between. Ignorance, nor any ending of ignorance, no aging and death, nor any ending of aging of death, nothing in between. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin of suffering, no cessation of suffering, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment either. Shariputra, since for the bodhisattvas there is no attainment, they rely on and abide within transcendent wisdom, are no obscurations in their minds, and they have no fear. They have gone far beyond error and have reached the ultimate transcendence of suffering. All the Buddhas of the three times also so rely on transcendent wisdom. Doing so, they fully and manifestly awaken into unsurpassable, complete and perfect enlightenment. The mantra of transcendent wisdom, the mantra of great awareness, the unsurpassable mantra, mantra of equality, the mantra that perfectly dissolves all suffering, should be known as true because it is not false. Mantra of transcendent wisdom is proclaimed. Te ata om gate gate para gate para sangate bodhisattva Shariputra, this is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound wisdom. Then the transcendent conqueror arose from that samadhi and praised the noble and powerful Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, saying, excellent, excellent, noble son, it is so. It is just so profound, transcendent wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught. The Tathagatas rejoiced. When the transcendent conqueror said this, the venerable Shariputra, the noble and powerful Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, the whole retinue and the world with its gods, the gods and Gandharvas rejoiced and praised these words of the transcendent conqueror.
Tene jirtan sanje ji song la, sanje rang shani song baka ta. Sanje la baka ta, jis naam ka song yu banani, kiram nyambo de sanje la baka re. Sanje saman naam tinge jira nyambari yuk de, tene danda, jene zek da, khari pa ni sanje la de, khari pala tene, traba so pa, se pa, popa, shuva, popa ji. Jene zek la, len jata pa jendo, popa ji te song pa sena,
In general, the Buddha gave teachings in three ways. The first is that he actually gave the teachings himself. The second is that the teachings were given through his blessings. And the third is that he gave permission for teachings to be given. The Heart of Wisdom Sutra is a teaching that was given through the blessings of the Buddha. The Buddha himself was immersed in a profound samadhi, and he gave his blessings to Chenrezi and Shariputra. His blessings enabled Shariputra to have the courage to ask the questions, and the Buddha's blessings gave Chenrezi the courage to and ability to reply. And this is how the Heart of Wisdom Sutra came into being.
Then, Kang Tongba Ni Do Hesa De Tongi Chuchin Hena Pombo Nga Zogje Pombo Zoro Pombo Dukheje Pombo Dozije Pombo Nambar Hebe Pombo Do Pombo Nga Dang. Then, Chenji Chuni Hesa Wa Megi Chenji Nava Chenji Nai Chenji 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 Luji Chenji Yeji Chinji, the Nanga Chinji, Joda, Say Chinji, Zogji Chinji, Dry Chinji, Day Chinji, Roy Chinji, Rizzi Chinji, Chuji Chinji, the Say Chinji, Jogde, Chinji, Joni Down. Then they can't Joji Hisawa. Make a come, Zoga come, make a number chamber come. Nabo come, Dry come, Nabo number chamber come. Nai come, Day come, Nai number chamber come. Jay come, Roy come, Jay, number cheaper come, Luja come, Riza come, Luja number cheaper come, Yeja come, Chuja come, Yeja number cheaper come the Khan Joja da. The ne Marek Pane Gahiba, the tender in La Joni da. Tanda, the ne Demba Yeshisava, Dongan Papa Demba, Kunjong Papa Demba, Lam Papa Demba, Gopan. Gopan Papa Denba de Denba Denba Yi Nam Danda Tongi Chujinri Kang Hesa Tongi Chujinri
Tongchu
Tongi Tongba Sao Yi Kang Tongba Zog Tongba Nye Se Na Tongu Tongi Chujinri Zog Lo
Right In the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, it teaches about emptiness. And what is the basis for emptiness are first the five skandhas. So it is the five skandhas that are empty. And in this way it says that there are no forms, no feelings, no discrimination, no formation, and no consciousnesses. So the five skandhas are empty. Next, it says that the inner sources of the sense consciousnesses are empty. So it says there is no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, and no mind. And then it lists the 18 constituents, or 18 dhatus. It says there's no form, there's no eye faculty, and there's no eye consciousness. There's no sound, there's no ear faculty, and there's no ear consciousness. There's no smell, there's no nose faculty, there's no nose consciousness. There's no taste, no tongue faculty, no tongue consciousness, no tactile sensation or tangible object, no body faculty, no body consciousness. There's no mental phenomena, there is no mental faculty and no mental consciousness. And then it goes on to say that there's no ignorance, and there's no ending of ignorance, no aging or death, which is then saying that there, the 12 links of interdependence are empty, and also the four truths are empty. So the four truths of noble beings, suffering, the origin of suffering, the cessation of suffering, and the path are also empty. So in this way, the bases or grounds for emptiness are laid out. So these are the things which are empty. In general, if you want to study this topic in an extensive way, you can study the three texts which we're talking about: Nagarjuna's Fundamental Treatise on the Middle Way, Chandrakirti's Entrance to the Middle Way, and Milarepa's Song on the Authentic Portrait of the Middle Way. But if you want to have a really concise presentation of emptiness, then you can simply study the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, where it begins by saying all phenomena are empty. They have no characteristics, no birth, no cessation, no stains, no freedom from stains, no decrease, and no increase. First it says that phenomena are empty because they have no characteristics. So when we talk about characteristics, we're talking about defining characteristics, which are the basis to which a name is given. So a name is what's expressing something. It's describing A name is given to characteristics. So, for example, the characteristics to which the name or word fire is applied is that which is hot and burning. So something that is hot and burning is called fire. And yet these characteristics, if investigated, are not found to be a single thing, nor are they many things. And so if we analyze in this way, then we see that defining characteristics do not truly exist. They are empty. Next it says there is no birth. There is nothing that arises. The appearance of things arising is simply like the appearance of things arising in a dream. On a relative level, there is the mere appearance of things arising. But if we investigate this arising of something, of anything, with our intelligence, we see that ultimately there is nothing that arises. There is no truly existent thing that is arising. Therefore, we say that in terms of the true nature of things, there is nothing that actually arises, comes into being. And if there is no arising, if there is no coming into being, if there is no birth, then there can't be any truly existent cessation. And this topic of analyzing arising and cessation is covered extensively in the fundamental treatise on the Middle Way.
Malanda Lula Matamba Tamakoba Malantana Moma Hina Tama Dendure Travaya Dendure. In the Malang Mohina, Tama Nansande, Travaya Nansale. Nelula Malam the Tama de Yini Madobare. Tisena, Tama, Tama Maba, Tama Rangiji Madobare, Tama Rangiji Madobasena, Tama da Travaya Madob.
Next, Heart of Wisdom Sutra says there are no stains and no freedom from stains. So when we think about stains or things that obscure lack of cleanliness, then we need to think about the example of a dream. So if we think about stains, something dirty in a dream, we can understand that it is just a mere appearance, that from its own side, there is nothing really there. There's nothing truly existent. If we have a dream about our body being dirty, and then we wash our body, these two are in fact the same from the point of view of when we don't recognize that we're dreaming. We take both of them to be real. When we recognize that we're dreaming, then we understand that both our body when it's dirty and our body when it's clean are just a mere appearance, that neither one of them truly exist. And from the perspective of the true nature, in fact, both appearances of clean and dirty in a dream have never existed from the beginning. So if we analyze it in this way, we can see that both stains and the removal or lack of stains are both empty.
Tena marakpa shiram nyembo rangle, marakpa seba me sunjate, ton tamba marakpa mebe sena, marakpa seba meba sumbare, te yindo gakhe me, gakhe seba pardaya, me do sumbate, tene tanda dhamma, dhamma me, dhamma dan trawa me sijata chibayam.
In another place in the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, it says, there is no ignorance nor ending of ignorance. So ultimately, there is no ignorance. Ignorance does not truly exist. And therefore, the ending of ignorance or freedom from ignorance also doesn't truly exist. And it goes on to say, there is no aging and death, nor any ending of aging and death. So since aging and death don't truly exist, then the ending of aging and death also isn't something truly existent. And it goes on, and it concludes this part by saying, and nothing in between. So we should understand this section of no ignorance down to no ending of aging and death in the same way that we understand the meaning of no stains and no freedom from stains.
Tene draba meba kama meba ho sejiteyam malam yinda kunzo do tende na zo da draba sejida ma nyamro vare kama sejida ya bharvare tene bharva da draba te malam yindo kunzo do tende na zam do yore yona ya ton ta ba phade ma do pa bharva ma do pa draba ma do pa phade le da par chi pa.
And finally, in the beginning of the sutra, it says there's no decrease and no increase. So there is nothing that decreases and nothing that increases. We should also understand that this is like appearances in a dream. On a relative level, there are the mere appearances of things increasing and decreasing. And this is simply due to the coming together of causes and conditions. But in fact, in terms of the ultimate way things are, there is nothing that is truly increasing and nothing that is truly decreasing. Things increasing and decreasing simply are simply mere appearances.
Pena malam dum prava da drapa malam dama yina te tende nangza re ne nangza yinba sena kunzu tu tende nangza yinba sena ton daba padrib linda pare yina ya malam ngon maki pa kapso prava da drapa nyibka denba drapa drapa yore denba shenba la tene padrib linda pe tene nyumong da donga naso yungkri malam ngon maki pa kapso malam ngon shena tende nangza re.
If we have a dream about some things increasing or flourishing and other things decreasing or diminishing, those appearances in a dream occur due to the coming together of causes and conditions. They're just mere appearances on a relative level. And ultimately, there is nothing that is truly arising, truly increasing, and nothing that's truly decreasing. But when we don't know that we're dreaming, then we take both the things that are flourishing and the things that are diminishing as being truly existent. And then we fixate on them, and from that fixation, then we develop our mental afflictions, and from our mental afflictions, we experience suffering.
Tanya, Pandrip Monsum to Thomas and a sausage. So, Melange Peta, Jane, me, Melange Peta, Jana Masana, Pandrip Meba, Toto Kalekabu, Ichi Kalekabu.
For ordinary people, for us ordinary people, if we don't think about the example of a dream, we won't be able to understand how things increasing and other things decreasing are not truly existent, that they're just mere appearances, because we do in our ordinary lives directly perceive some things as flourishing and other things as diminishing. So therefore, it's very important for us to think about dreams and what we experience in them, and see that the flourishing of some things and the diminishing of others that we experience in our daily lives are just like the same things happening in a dream. So now we will sing Milarepa's song, The Authentic Portrait of the Middle Way. And in this way, we will join all of these teachings together that we're touching on tonight, and you'll see their connection, and that will be helpful to you. So this is Appendix 4, page 21 in the handout, and page 205 in your, if you have the book. And can you start this off? So, you know this one, right? Thank you.
From the standpoint of the truth that's genuine, there are no gifts, there are not even Buddhas. No meditator and no meditated, no paths and levels traveled and no signs, and no fruition bodies and no wisdom, and therefore there is no nirvana there. Just designations using names and statements, all unborn and non-existent from the outset, no base to rest on, do not co-emerge. There is no karmic act, no maturation, so even the name samsara does not exist. That's the way these are in the final picture, but all its sentient beings did not exist. What would the Buddhas of three times all come from, since fruition with no cause impossible. So the standpoint of the truth that's superficial is samsara's wheel, nirvana past all greed. It all exists, that is the sage's teaching, then what exists appearing to be things. And their non-existence, reality that's empty, are essentially inseparable one taste. And therefore there is neither self-awareness nor awareness of what's other anywhere. All of this a and spacious, and all those skilled in realizing this do not see consciousness, they see pure wisdom. Do not see sentient beings, they see Buddhas. Don't see phenomena, they see their essence. And out of this compassion just emerges retention, powers, fearlessness, and all. just come as if you had a wishing jewel. This is what I, the yogi, have realized.
Dine mala rebe sungor tele, tun tambar yan tabar khirab jitje nam konde nika maroba. Kunzu tun konde nika yoba. Dine tatar je nama de mala yedo nang yin tongba.
In this song, Milarepa states that ultimately samsara and nirvana do not truly exist. If you analyze them with your intelligence, you find that there is, that neither of them truly exists. But on a relative level, both simply appear. We now experience a variety of appearances, and all the appearances that we experience are just like appearances in a dream. They appear, but at the same time they're empty. And at the very moment that they're empty, they are also appearing. And that is what is meant by the inseparability of appearances and emptiness.
Tene tamje sungjo yamba yete yarta telam kolo parpata bare. Teta tope kheba yin nam hi ma dong yi hin dong hi ba ma da de tene kolo sun ba gong ba dong tun ba yin dong ga ta ba dong tun ba re. Teta tokun kheba yin nam hi ma dong yi hin dong. What do you think? Nam hi ma dong yi hin dong.
In this song on page 206, there is the second line in the second stanza says that all those.
On page 206, in the second stanza, the second line says, and all those skilled in realizing this do not see consciousness, they see pure wisdom. From this point on in the song, Milarepa is speaking from the perspective of the third turning of the wheel of Dharma. And everything above that is from the perspective of the second turning of the wheel of Dharma. So you can see in the beginning of the song that in the first stanza says no fruition bodies, no kayas, and no wisdoms. And then yet, at the end of the song, Milarepa sings, all those skilled in realizing this see pure wisdom. So there is obviously a difference in these two statements, saying at first no wisdoms, and then later saying see wisdom. So this is because he is speaking from two different perspectives. So once you have heard more teachings on the fundamental treatise on the Middle Way, it will be much easier to understand this song of Milarepa's.
In terms of
how we meditate, we practice Maha Mudra. And in this context, Milarepa instructed one of his students. And when you realize this, which in this case is when you realize the nature of mind, when you realize this, whatever appears as mind, throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. When you look at your mind with your intelligence, you see that the mind is not a thing, it is not anything. You see that it is beyond all conceptual elaborations. And then you should simply rest, relaxed in that nature of mind. These pointing out instructions that Milarepa gives in this song are in accordance with the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma. When you realize this, whatever appears as mind, throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. Not finding anything at all is the transcendence of conceptual elaborations. When you look and don't find anything at all, rest in that state which is beyond all conceptual elaborations. The reason we practice in this way is because when you analyze the mind, when you look to see what it is, if you were to find it to be something, then you would rest in whatever you found. But on the other hand, if when you analyze, when you investigate the mind to see what its nature is like, if you don't discover anything, if you can't find it, you should rest in that state of unfindability. You should rest in that lack of finding anything. And when you realize this, whatever appears as mind, throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. You should practice like that for short periods of time. Tomorrow I will explain the fundamental treatise on the middle way.